And welcome back. Our area has a long list of athletes and their accomplishments we can brag about. The pride of East St. Louis, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, is very close to the top, if not at the top, of any list. She's won 6 Olympic medals, including 3 gold. Sports Illustrated named her the greatest female athlete of the 20th century. Tomorrow, she will be inducted into the Hall of Fame of the American Alliance for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. She is a spokesperson for the St. Louis Public Schools Aim for Fitness Project. It all reflects her commitment to the education, health, and fitness of young people. Jackie Joyner-Kersee joins us now by phone. Jackie, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And congratulations.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
How many halls of fame are you in now?
No, it's such an honor, though.
Yes, well, it's certainly well deserved. Yeah, you're quite a person. Jackie, what are you seeing out there with regard to the fitness of our young people today?
Yeah, what I'm seeing is that with physical education being cut in, well, recess and lack of activity, is that there is a need. And that's one of the great things about USA Track and Field and the collaboration with Hershey doing the run, jump, and throw program is just getting kids back to the basic fundamentals of any sport that you need to know how to run, jump, and throw.
Is there something going on imminently with regard to this Hershey program here?
Actually, they have the national convention here this week. And that's where I'm being inducted into the Hall of Fame. But because it's a national event and we launched the Run, Jump, and Throw program with USA Track and Field and the partnership with Hershey today, where they will be doing clinics throughout the nation and also just being another avenue where people can learn about Run, Jump, and Throw and the support of educators, you know, I learn by doing.
You know, this whole idea that you mentioned at the outset about young people not having as much access to sport as they did when you and I were younger, this is more of a problem than I think most people realize. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. I think it's more of a problem than they realize and truly want to admit. That's why it's important that we should be embracing our physical education educators, and because we do know where if kids are active, that they learn better in school, and they are, I hate to use the word obedient, but you know, in a sense that they are listening and really being productive, and if we could allow kids to play on the playground. I think that's when they learn. For me, that's how I learned my survival skills without knowing I was learning survival skills. Learn to be creative, because then you learn to work together in a group or with some of your classmates.
That is so often lost on so many people, that there is so much more to learn from playing games than just winning or losing.
Yes, and we know that discipline is very important, but when we're on the playground, when you're just horse playing around, having fun, or you doing a pickup ball game and you selecting your team, you know who the leaders are because they'll step forward and say, oh, I got team A, I got team B, and then you selecting who you want on your team, and then the challenge is on, but it's fun. And I think that is missed in a lot of the activities that go on now, is that we, nothing against, you know, select sports, but a lot of times we're not allowing our young people to just enjoy and allow that passion to grow instead of saying, oh, no, they're going to be a track runner, they're going to be a football player or a basketball player. You know, at a very tender age of 6 and 7 year olds, they should just be having fun as well as 7 and on.
But, you know, in what you would like to do and what you would like to see, you have a lot of competition, or I should say you have one serious competitive disadvantage, and that is so many kids today would rather sit in front of a monitor of some sort and play with the mouse and the mm-hmm. cursor.
Yes, and I think that it's okay if you do it in moderation, but when I hear young people talking about it's too hot to go outside, I remember when I was growing up, I never wanted to be in the house. I wanted to be outside. Yeah. And I think that there's just so many other activities that they could be involved in. And, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from the video games, but you can't let that be the be-all, and that you don't have any type of physical outlet where, you know, the family are not getting together, or they might, you want to walk in the park, or you might run in the park together as a family, sitting down at the dinner table, being able to just have a conversation about how the day went. You know, you don't want to miss that by just sitting in front of a monitor and saying the monitor is babysitting you, so you have fun, and then no social skills and all that is lost. And even with the tech scene and all of that, that I, young people, when I came up, we worked in writing. We used to write a lot. Now we're texting, you know, instead of Y-O-U, you substitute the letter U and you think that's you. And then when it comes time to writing, that's how you're writing. And no, you're going to fail.
Well, one of the consequences of all of this sitting, of course, is obesity.
Yes.
And I have to believe that you just shake your head when you watch a lot of the young people today who are inactive and overweight.
You know what? I'm more of a motivator, and I don't look down on anyone. I always feel that there's hope, but I think that we have to provide guidance and also encouraging young people and know that it is a better way. So even with the rise of obesity, I still believe that we could be active as a nation, but active as families, and just take it one day at a time, because all of our struggles, if they're struggles, are different from one another.
What do you make of Michelle Obama's efforts along these areas?
Oh, I think that the First Lady has put it in the forefront, has given us a platform to continue on and to really engage families and people from all over, and not just from being physically active, but then also sitting down at the dinner table, recognizing, you know, how important fruits and vegetables are and what we're putting into our bodies, and knowing that it's okay to do things in moderation, but also you got to have some kind of physical activity along with it, some type of exercising.
Yeah, but you know, Jackie, what you say about nutrition is extremely important. But we all know kids. Kids, if they have an option, they're going to take probably the thing that's least good for them.
Yeah, but I think that's where the education come in, because you don't want to beat them over the head with it. And I think through there's a lot of great things that the St. Louis Public Schools are doing. And so, and I think just teaching, because if kids are learning through school, then they'll go home and they'll tell their parents, because we know the kids are not preparing the meals, and we all were kids ourselves. So we also know, I didn't have the best meals coming up, and I would want to eat certain things I shouldn't eat. But then you realize that as you evolve and develop, that you got to have a balance.
Jackie, what do you do and how do you deal with kids who are simply not athletic? There are some of them out there, certainly. We all knew them growing up, and we all know them now. Uh-huh. They just are not interested in any kind of physical output.
Well, you know, I think that you have, for me, I try to meet young people where they are and not try to convince them to do something they don't want to do, but I really try to expose them to things that they just never been exposed to. At least give it a try. You know, you don't know how hard running is if you never try running, if you're just standing on the sideline looking. Maybe running might not be what you want to do. Then maybe let's try walking first, and then get into the running, and then see what you like about it, and then also share what you dislike about it. But just don't put up a wall, no, I can't do it. And that's what I stress with a lot of young people I work with. First time they say, oh, I can't. I say, how you know? Change that can't to I can.
Well, how about the kids who can't afford the equipment to play, the baseball glove or the hockey stick or, you know, the running shoes for track and field, that sort of thing?
And see, that's the great thing about this, the run, jump, and throw, because you don't have to have the fancy equipment to run, jump, and throw. I came up with, I didn't have any shoes to run in. And even when I was in high school, I ran in the same pair of shoes for 3 years straight, you know. So I just think that it's back to the basics. And the basics is just, you know, getting out there and being active and not worrying about, oh, trying to keep up with the Joneses with the fanciest shoes. No. You know, I just think that you don't have to have a track. You can take a grass area and jog on the grass, jog within your block. Our kids don't even come outside anymore within the neighborhood to play or to have fun.
Well, Jackie, what do you think your life would have been like without sports?
I think that my life would have been without sports. I really don't know. Because I want to believe that I was a very disciplined young girl when I was growing up. So I always knew I was going to be driven. But I always knew I would want to be in a position of helping people. It just so happened that being in athletics allowed me to do it on a larger scale. So that's a blessing. But I truly appreciate everything that I have learned from being an athlete, the discipline, the desire, the ups and downs, and how do you balance all of those things in trying to be the best.
Do you have a secret for dealing with those young people you're trying to motivate who are not driven as you were? I mean, not everybody is like Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
You know what? My secret is constantly working with them, being positive. And you're going to have some that's going to challenge you, but you're challenging them back, you know. You set goals. Let me see, okay, sports might not be what you want to do. Then what else do you have a passion for? It could be the arts. It could be a cheerleader. It could be this. Now, how can we make you the best you in whatever it is that you want to do? It's not what I want you to do. It's what you want to do. And I'm here to support you in trying to reach the goals that you have set for yourself.
That's right. We want to be clear and let everybody understand that what you're talking about these days, sport is certainly a big part of it, but education is a big part of it, too.
Yes.
There are many different areas in which young people
right.
can excel.
Exactly.
How was you?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask about your foundation as time winds down, how it's doing and how it's working.
Yes, we have the Jackie Joyner-Kersee Foundation Center over on the east side. We're doing good, and we have a golf event coming up May 20th, May 19th. I don't have the date, but then we have a 7K run later in the year and also another gala that we'll be doing in October, and people can go to JJKFoundation.org and find out information and see what we're doing and see how they can help.
Well, we'll put a link to that website of yours on our website at stopublicradio.org. We only have about a minute left, and I have a caller. I can't take the call because we don't have the time, but the caller wants to know of you, what was her most challenging event?
Oh, my most challenging event probably was being an asthmatic. It's not an event, but being an asthmatic and trying to train for the 800 meters.
Wow. That, not being an asthmatic and knowing something about the 800-meter race, I know how challenging that must have been.
Yes.
Jackie, what's the final thought you want to leave our folks with today with regard to what the work you're doing these days?
My final thought would be that learn more about the run, jump, and throw. Go to usatrackandfield.org. Look at the partnership and the collaboration with Hershey and what they're trying to do with young people, trying to get more young people active. Hershey used to have the Hershey Games, and it was 3,000, trying to increase that number to 1,000 young people going on and becoming members of USA Track and Field.
We'll put all of that information on our website. Jackie Joyner-Kersee, thank you for being with us. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey. Join Steve Potter tomorrow for Cityscape when he'll talk with comedian Bobcat Goldthwait about his career in St. Louis performances. He'll also talk with musicians Bella and Lily about their concert at the Sheldon to benefit Safe Connections, and then he'll take a look at Metro Theater Company's play Unsorted, examining the issues of identity, self-worth, belonging, and acceptance. Monday on this program, we'll answer your tax questions. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. The program is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with production assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Amanda Huntingford, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.